It's Tom Field. I'm here with John Ramsey, Chief Technology Officer with SecureWorks. John, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your role, and sort of the key issues that SecureWorks is involved in now.
Sure. So I'm the Chief Technology Officer. I've been with SecureWorks for 9 years, a little over 9 years. I am responsible for making sure that our clients are protected by looking both tactically, what can we do today to protect them today, as well as what can we do strategically to keep them protected from new emerging threats. My information security background started back in 1989 when I was in the University of Pittsburgh lab supervisor, and someone stole my username and password and approved a whole bunch of user pay sheets that they shouldn't have approved. I was curious as to why that happened and have been in the security field ever since. Prior to SecureWorks, I was at the Computer Emergency Response Team out of Carnegie Mellon, where I did incident handling for the Department of Defense. I did vulnerability analysis and sundry attack toolkit development. And before that, I was at Siemens Corporate Research in Princeton, New Jersey, where I helped them protect their intellectual property.
Great. What are your big verticals that you're most involved with?
Our big verticals are financial services, and that includes banks and credit unions. We treat them both a little bit different because they are different. Retail is a big vertical. Utilities is a big vertical. Healthcare is a big vertical. And we've because of the way we've designed our services, there's a compliance application to them. And since a lot of compliance regulations are now becoming more broader than vertical specific, we've been able to kind of have a more horizontal approach too. So we're getting pulled in a lot of different other verticals, and we're excited about that because we have a lot to offer.
What do you find to be the biggest security challenges of your customers right now?
Yeah, so it depends upon the customer. The biggest security challenge, I think, is keeping up with the threat because it changes pretty rapidly, and the context in which it changes is also changing. The criminals, their motives have, we've seen them go from phishing to targeted phishing attacks now to really just fundamentally taking control of desktops and using those desktops in a way that, that drives profit for them. And that's changed too. When they used to take control of a desktop, they would just use it to send spam. But now they use it a little more strategically, a little more carefully in terms of they'll just monitor the user in the first week, and then the second week they'll try to maybe monitor the network, and then the third week they'll try to propagate through the network. And then they figure by the fourth week they would have expected the machine to have been found out that it was compromised, and that's when they start using it for spam.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the issues that you're really here at RSA to talk about with customers and prospects?
So for us, if you look over the last 2 or 3 years at how that what the attack trends have been, and they really have been moving up the protocol stack, meaning now they're more application type attacks than they're network type of attacks. So in 2007, 53% of the attacks we saw were at the application layer. In 2008, 68% of the attacks we saw were specifically web-based attacks, whether it was attacking the browser, Internet Explorer, or was attacking the web server, Apache or IIS, and proprietary web applications as well. We're projecting that in 2009 that number will be somewhere between 80% and 85%. So we know that the web represents a significant risk to our clients, but it all because there's a lot of developers now who develop on the web who don't have secure coding training, and they don't know about defensive programming, and so there's a lot of the attack footprint has gotten very big, and there's been a lot of success there. So that's probably the biggest message we have here, and you know, we're moving to add services like web application firewall, web vulnerability scanning to be able to protect our clients from those threats.
Let's talk about financial services in particular. Mm-hmm. What are you offering to banks and credit unions now to mitigate some of their risks and help them with their compliance issues as well?
Yeah, certainly. So a lot of things for banks and credit unions. Financial services has been good to us, and you know, we're very thankful to the space. We understand the space very well, and what the threats that are targeting banks and credit unions are. So just staying ahead of the threat and being able to continue to monitor systems and ideally prevent the attacks when they occur. And if for some reason someone gets compromised, then to detect the compromise and respond as quickly as possible. So we do that in a number of ways in a very defense in depth fashion with network intrusion prevention, network intrusion detection, security monitoring, leveraging existing security infrastructure, providing intelligence about who's attacking who, how, and why. Well, we think why anyway. The criminals don't always say why, but we have a pretty good idea.
That's it. Now, what would you, for people that haven't been able to make it to this show, what's the message you want to get to them about areas they should be concerned about over the next several months?
So for banks, it's been quite fascinating because I think what the perception in the underground is it's pretty clear that the government is infusing banks with a lot of money. Mm. So they know there's cash there. They know there's a lot of cash there. The other perception is that there's a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on in the banks, and that has a couple of implications: a disruption in security process, right, and a distraction. So now you're merging two entities, and the security people are trying to figure out, well, who's watching who, and there's interconnections between networks. So there's a lot of maybe eyes off the ball from a bank perspective, and the criminals know that. So I think that's an important message, that we need to continue to be resilient in attacks and keep our eyes on the ball and make sure that we're doing the right things, because the criminals are getting the messages that our shields are down and we have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. What are the things you'd like people to know about SecureWorks that maybe they thought they knew you in the past, but you're doing differently now?
So, it's still fundamentally the same game plan that we've always had, which is be a pure play service provider, managed security service provider, to provide the best absolute client service that we can, to keep them happy and secure. And one thing about us that I like is we literally, our company, because we don't do anything else besides security, we live and die by the protection we provide our clients. If we can't provide our clients protection, then we go out of business, and we're doing well. So I feel good about the future for SecureWorks.
John, you got some specific threats you want to tell me about. Why don't you outline some of those?
Sure. So we know in 2008, 68% of the attacks were web-based attacks. So there are two categories of attacks. There's attack the browser or attack the server. In the server type of attacks, the top three that we see are SQL injection, remote file inclusion, and HTTP request smuggling, which means two requests in one that causes the server to do different things and not always positive things. On the client side, what we see is attacks that are targeting kind of helper applications, right? Flash and Adobe, applications that you can send content down to the browser. The browser will then go to Adobe or Flash to consume the content, do something on the screen, or present something to the user, or run an application, and that content is malicious and it's attacking vulnerabilities in those helper applications. So we expect those trends to continue on both sides. From a client protection, the important message there is be careful, don't browse, be careful where you browse, make sure you keep these helper applications up to date. The other thing is if you're browsing to a website and you see something that says, hey, you're infected, you're probably not infected, don't trust that, go to known good source. On the server side, to protect yourself, we think web application firewalling, web application scanning is a good thing to do, and some secure coding process if it's your proprietary application. If it's not, then you need to do some kind of vendor management to make sure that they're delivering a secure product, because it's your reputation in the end.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you, John.
Thank you.